Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss what we know about Labor Day, we try to figure out the appeal of NASCAR, and we assess the merits of Popeye's chicken sandwiches. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello, Tyler.
Hi, Corey. What's up?
Oh, you know, just a very busy Wednesday.
Tell me everything. What's making it busy for you?
Oh, you know, just life in general.
Uh-huh.
Very busy.
Uh-huh.
Work, living, another summer alone.
Oh.
I'm going to Seattle this weekend for Labor Day. But
what are you doing in Seattle?
When they're hearing this, it'll be well after Labor Gay weekend.
Well, what are you doing in Seattle? Who are you going with?
My roommate and I are going to visit two of our friends who live up there. I'm going to try to see our friend Andy, who you know from Coachella.
Fun.
You know, gay people doing gay things Labor Day weekend in Seattle.
What is the origin of Labor Day? Do we know? Are we familiar?
I mean, I think we're probably going to have like Republicans come for us if we say we don't know what Labor Day like stands for.
It honors the American labor movement and the contributions that workers have made to the development, growth, endurance, strength, security, prosperity, productivity, laws, sustainability, persistence, structure, and well-being of the country.
Wow. Well, it has nothing to do with giving birth.
Oh, well, I would say that's the best labor of all.
Labor of love?
Oh, it's a labor of love. Psychobabble's a true labor of love. Would you find...
It's a true labor of love. Mm. And neither of us have gone into labor.
Now, would you want to be induced? Is that when they like, what does that mean, really? I actually don't know what that means.
I feel like on Grey's Anatomy, there's a lot of talk about like, about the death birth rate in the U.S. and how it all boils down to like, them like scheduling, pregnancies, and they're all like, "Oh yeah, you might be due this day, but the doctor's on vacation, so we're gonna do it a week early."
That's a thing, and then people die from that?
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy has its thumb on the pulse of what's happening in the world, and they talk a lot about how our like infant death rates are higher than like other countries, even like countries that are more developing than us, and they're all making all these leaps to scheduled pregnancies and scheduled C-sections and those sort of stuff when it's like done for the convenience of the doctor or convenience of the parent and not what's best for baby.
What's best for baby is
Tyler, what is best for baby?
Well, when baby wants to pop, baby gets to pop. And until then, baby's going to chill in the fluid.
Like, it's like Pringles. Once you pop, you just can't stop.
Well, kind of.
Baby is coming.
But when the doctor decides he wants his Pringles, then it's not safest for the Pringles.
Well, kind of. What's safe for baby is what's best for baby.
Well, do you believe in people that have their babies in bathtubs? I guess it's not a question of whether you believe.
I was like, what do you mean believe?
Like, what is that about? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, people do it all the time. Didn't your sister do that?
I don't know. And I don't even know which sister you could be talking about. I don't know which child you could be talking about.
I swear one of your children, one of your nieces or nephew was born in a bathtub.
I'm going to ask the group chat, the family group chat. Was anybody in this group chat born in a bathtub?
It's just you and 16 number neighbors that you're not related to. Truly. In a group text.
Truly. All the number neighbors. Have you any update on your number neighbor?
No, they all fucking left me to rot in hell on my own.
Okay, well, I'm not. I don't want to get into the number neighbor of it all, but I do want to talk more about giving birth.
Yeah, go for it. Tell me.
Were you C-sected or were you? Did you
see?
Just
I don't know. I never saw the footage like you did with your head coming out of your mom's vagina.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know. I haven't noticed any C-section scars.
Okay, well, there's that.
Wouldn't a C-section scar be what they call a dead giveaway?
Maybe. Where is a C-section
scar? It has
scar?
Nothing to do with being dead or alive. I just mean it's like, you know the saying, like, oh, it's a dead giveaway.
Well, I recently have...
like, if you see a mom with a C-section scar, you're like, oh, she had a C-section. It's a dead giveaway.
What do you mean dead giveaway?
It means like you don't know the saying, a dead giveaway?
No, you're making me think of like the baby dies and she gives it away. What are you talking about?
No, no, no. A dead giveaway is like when it's like when it's like just fact. It's like a it's just like definite. It's for sure. It's like a dead giveaway. It's like when
caught
your fingerprints.
Red-handed.
Yes, it's like okay. Yes, caught red-handed is also
so you're
a dead
saying
giveaway.
Moms are caught red-handed with their C-section if there's a scar.
Correct.
That's okay.
Carry the one. Do what's best for baby.
Got it. Okay. Well, you know, that's all I have to think about. That is it? Can you? I feel like you'd have to C-sect if there's like a bunch. If you got a big litter. Do we call it when humans have more than one a litter?
Yeah, I think so.
Were you following
I think if you have five or more, it's called a school.
Oh.
Or a gaggle.
And what did Miss John and Kate, what's her name? Kate, what's it called?
John and Kate plus eight.
Did they ever have a litter or a school? Or was it just like duos?
They had a murder.
I don't know what they were up to.
It was a dead giveaway that they had a murder.
Her haircut was a dead giveaway. That the marriage was not going to last.
That girl could use some bangs.
She got her bangs. She had a lot of bangs. She had more bangs than a normal woman.
Do you think it's time for a John and Kate plus eight update? Like, which one of those kids smokes pot?
I don't know. I bet Aiden. Are the kids on, were the kids vaccinated? I feel like they probably weren't.
Oh, God,
weren't.
They probably weren't.
You're I get a vibe from right. John and Kate that they did not vaccinate any of the eight.
John and Kate do not vaccinate. Oh, well, look. Here's what John and Kate and plus eight are up to now. June of this year.
Tell me.
Ugh, none of these kids look old enough to smoke pot.
What? You'd be surprised.
Oh, wait. No, I lied. Oh, my God. Wait.
Tell me.
I'm scrolling.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling. What
grade are some of these kids in?
It looks like her oldest two just like graduated high school. One of them's holding a diploma.
Oh, they're way past smoking pot.
Oh,
my
yeah.
God.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the two oldest graduated high school this year.
Okay.
And Kate's Instagram is Kate plus my eight.
Okay.
She has 400,000 followers. She's more popular than you.
Oh, work.
Do the kids have it themselves? Yeah, all of these kids. Oh, and then, wait, and then the other kids are 15. 15.
Do we honor Kate because of how much labor she went into?
Oh my God. Is that what Labor Day is all about?
Maybe. I don't
know. Following Kate on Instagram.
If you're listening and if you want
to celebrate
Labor Day.
She's real close to 400,000 followers.
I don't think we should encourage people to go follow her. I don't know. That's
oh my God. Wait. She has a new TLC show called Kate Plus Date.
Oh,
where she goes
no.
on dates. Don't forget Kate Plus Date tonight at 10, 9 Central on TLC.
I don't know about that. We recently dove into...
Her hair is real long now. I know you were wondering.
Is it? Send me pictures. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. We recently dove into New York Gets a Job.
Okay, yeah, great content, great show.
You know, it's better in your memory than it is if you rewatch. It's not, it didn't really break the internet or give me good TV, you know?
Are you sure? Didn't she like have to get like rats out from underneath a deck or something once?
Yeah,
she was an exterminator.
The problem is it's all, I think there's an entire scene on Amazon Prime. And so we were like, okay, let's just dive in. It works well when you're not caring about what you're watching and there's commercials in between, but when it's like back to back and it's going from the preview of what's coming after the commercial and then the recap of what just happened and then the event, it's like nothing really happens.
It's 10 minutes of content.
Less than that. It could have been like, yeah, it could have been a YouTube something.
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe that's your next project.
Maybe. Getting rats exterminating. John and Kate exterminate.
Someone was telling me the other day that gym rats really enjoy Chipotle. And I said, well, real rats love Chipotle too.
That's true. But all kinds of rats like Chipotle, I have found.
Right? Why has it got to be just gym rats? All rats like Chipotle.
Rats? Did we know about the gay rat? Or I feel like I often see a picture of a rat carrying a piece of pizza in the subway. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, those subway rats will carry anything. They'll carry a baby. They'll carry a hat, a pizza.
They're the real laborers. They're the ones real, doing the
real labor of real labor of love for that rat to carry that piece of pizza all the way back to its rat family.
Now, when was the last time you had a labor of glove?
Is that when I wore gloves?
Yeah, when'd you wear a glove?
Well, I haven't worn a glove since the great fisting incident of 2018.
Gotta go.
Because, let me just say, my hand came out, but the glove did not.
John and Kate percolate.
That glove has yet to be seen again.
No.
It's not a dead giveaway.
No, did it get like caught in a fold?
Listen, I couldn't see. I could just feel.
Is any of this true?
No. Okay. This is the Labor Day prank episode.
Well, what a prank it's been. You know, here I am on the Labor Day Wikipedia, and it says it's the unofficial end of summer. I didn't know that. Labor Day is?
Well, all I know is my mom used to always be very, you can't wear white after Labor Day, and she would tell me that as I wore my white studded Gadzooks belt.
Well, you really were a rebel.
I had to switch to black or brown for fall.
Well, okay. Well, this says that Labor Day is considered the last day it's acceptable to wear white or to wear seersucker.
Well, yeah. Oh, God, I couldn't imagine seersucker after Labor Day.
Well, what about a white seersucker? I have white seersucker.
Well, you can't wear it.
I have a white seersucker.
By the time this episode comes out, it's got to be put away.
No, I haven't worn it yet. I bought it from Top Man or H&M or something. It was in the sale rack, and I still haven't worn it. And so maybe I'm going to have to bring it to my Labor Day getaway. Maybe.
What's the official start day for white? Is it Memorial Day?
Memorial
Day.
What's Memorial Day? Okay,
it's
then
in May.
Yeah, I feel like that's sure.
It's like people in Michigan, they like open their pool by Memorial Day and you close your pool by Labor Day.
Oh, I didn't know those were rules.
But now with global warming, you can open your pool with daylight savings time and you can close your pool at daylight savings time.
There you go.
And that's how Sue sees it.
This also has a section that Labor Day has a very big significance within the NASCAR community. What do you know about NASCAR?
Well, listen, in Michigan, in Jackson, Michigan, we've got, we're pretty close to Michigan International Speedway. They have three big races there a year, and everyone was all race weekend this, race weekend that.
Well, have you been?
We had to, when we were on the cross country team, to do fundraisers for like uniforms and stuff, we would have to volunteer in the summer to go work the races. We had to go work them, and you would volunteer, and we would always be like ticket checkers, and I would always ask to be the hand stamper, because like, if you leave to go to your trailer or wherever you're camping, your campground, you get a stamp, and then you can come back in. And what we would play this game where they would put their hand out, and we would hold the stamp on their hand, but we wouldn't pull it back, and we would just see how long they would stand there with the stamp just resting on the top of their hand. That's a really fun game.
You seem fun.
Well, listen, and then they'd slowly start walking away with us still holding the stamp on top of their hand. The women loved it. It was it was the exit. It was a lot of drunk people leaving to go refill their Bud Lights and their 5 o'clock vodka and orange juice or whatever. And then they loved it. They thought, what a fun game we're playing.
Now, so you've worked the event. Have you ever witnessed a NASCAR race? That would stress me out.
I could hear it. It was very loud.
Vroom, vroom.
I feel like people from my hometown, because we were so close to Michigan International Speedway, would watch it. I knew friends, families, and dads who would watch it. And I'd go over to their house and it'd just be cars on TV circling the track.
If you're into this, if you're listening at home, if you're into car racing, I don't mean to offend you, but I literally just don't get it.
I told you car guys are horse girls, but boys.
Yes, absolutely, yes. How do you pick a car that you're rooting for? Is it the colors? Is it the driver? Is it the brands that are slapped on the side? Are you brand loyal?
I don't know. How do any of those cars get out ahead of the other? Shouldn't all cars be driving the same speed?
That's what I think.
It's not like the Olympics where someone, if they trained harder or their body's built differently, they can just run faster. Shouldn't all these cars just be running the same speed?
Maybe the people inside know how to drive a stick better than others. Are they stick shifts? I don't know.
That season of The Amazing Race, after ours, on the finale, they had to go, and one person had to drive a race car around a track, and the other one had to change the tires, and I thought, not a task for us.
Not a task for us. I would have changed the tire, obviously.
Yeah, I had to, drive a lap in so many seconds, and you would have had to change a tire in so many seconds.
Well, I have changed oil on The Amazing Race, and I did it faster really than anybody else.
Are you a car guy, or are you a horse girl?
I'm a horse guy. Do you know about the guy who got fucked by a horse and died?
Yes, that's Mr. Hands.
Yes, that. Don't Google it. That is me. I am a horse.
Why
guy.
Is it Mr. Hands?
I don't know. It's just because.
Did he too lose a glove?
It was his dead giveaway.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Earlier when we were talking about how it's prank Labor Day, I thought of a good Halloween costume.
Okay, go on.
So Prankenstein.
Sure.
Where you dress as Frankenstein, but you pull pranks on people.
Yeah, but it's kind of like you have to commit to your whole evening has to be about the costume and like delivering.
You know I love to commit to a costume. Do you not recall me on New Year's Eve at your house?
I don't recall you being there. There was somebody else there.
I don't recall you being there either, to be quite honest.
We both didn't make it this year.
Nobody was near the kissing tree all of New Year's.
Well, what if we were a NASCAR? I was a NASCAR, and you were my wheel switcher,
the driver.
No,
like the shifter.
No, you like change my
tires.
Yeah,
pit crew.
Something. Pit crew.
Oh, you know I'm part of the pit crew.
Now, did NASCAR and the NASCAR community, do they appreciate RuPaul, or do they feel like their culture is being appropriated?
Car culture being appropriated, I bet, is probably how they feel.
Drag race, you know, and I feel like they're very opposite ends of the spectrum in sophistication and culture.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a problem. If you're a NASCAR listener or driver or viewer or supporter, I feel like you probably voted for Trump, kind of.
Maybe.
Is that a leap you can make? If you're listening and you're not one of those people, I guess,
it's like
sound
you,
off.
It's like when you say, like, not all circles are ovals, but all ovals are circles.
Sure.
Yeah. Not all NASCAR fans voted for Trump.
But
a big chunk probably did.
No. It's not all Trump voters like NASCAR, but all NASCAR drivers did vote for Trump, I think.
I bet whoever, if somebody wins that big, I know there's lots of races. There's like Indy 500, and then there's like
go on.
Yeah, I bet he invites the winners to the to the White House to have fast food. And I bet he loves I bet he loves making a joke about fast food.
Were you following any of the chicken drama this week?
Chicken. No, I don't think I did.
Okay, well then, before I even explain what it was, what do you think I'm talking about?
Well, it reminded me, I saw somebody really going off on Twitter. I actually clicked on someone's Twitter, which I never do. I usually just see what's going on in my feed. And they had a lot of recent tweets about bed bugs. So I thought, what is going on with bed bugs? So when you said chickens, I had to think, yes, I did see something about chickens. But then I realized it was bed bugs.
No. Okay, well, I'm not talking about bed bugs. The hard part about the internet is like there's so much that happens in one day. If you are offline for a day, you miss 10 different headlines.
I don't know what's going on with bed bugs or chickens.
Well, look at you. Clueless, per usual. Well, I don't know about the bed bug situation, but I think somebody got like offended because they said that somebody was a bed bug or has bed bugs or something. We had bed bugs once.
No, that was scabies you had.
I don't know what we had, but when we were living together in San Francisco, we had to wash all the everything.
We had to burn all of our stuffed animals.
No, my bed was left barren afterward.
They came and put a big tent over our house.
No, they didn't. That didn't happen.
No.
Did it?
I feel like, no, but I feel like in our old neighborhood in LA, I felt like all the houses in that neighborhood went through that. And I thought, who's taking the bed bugs everywhere?
Itchy, itchy.
For little bugs, they sure know how to get from one place to another.
They travel. They host.
They host and they travel.
Good for bed bugs.
Well, they are the bug of 2019.
Are they? Ladybug really got shafted.
Are you going to tell me what happened with the chickens?
Well, I'm kind of clueless. I like tried to read a synopsis of what went down. So basically,
someone called someone a chicken, like
cat. No. Some brand posted that they had the original chicken sandwich, and then Popeyes.
Oh God.
Was like, are you okay? And it went viral. And then people were debating who's got better chicken sandwiches of any fast food restaurant.
Oh,
like
I think
Chick-fil-A.
I think somebody texted me that, and I replied, as the son of a butcher's boy, I don't have time for chicken from a fast food restaurant.
That's your official stance?
Yeah, I very rarely have chicken from a fast food restaurant. It's not high quality. It's not that high quality ham.
I always get a chicken sandwich at like a Burger King or a McDonald's or a Wendy's. If
I go there, that makes me nervous. I felt like too many times growing up, I had a chicken sandwich from a fast food restaurant and it had what looked like a heart in it. And ever since then.
Yeah, I get spooked if I see a vein or something, because you know when you cook chicken, but you see the vein still and it looks like, okay, is this cooked or not? I do get a number six, or I mean a number seven, a number eight, or a number nine at McDonald's, which is the chicken sandwich combos. But
I mean, I'll fuck with some chicken nuggets, you know, that's for sure. But
absolutely.
When it's going to come in a, I mean, and that's probably worse quality than some of the sandwiches. So I understand that I'm a hypocrite, but when it's a big piece of chicken, I just don't trust it.
Good to know. Okay, well, have you been to Popeyes?
So I order the spicy chicken strips from Popeyes.
Sure. Tell me more.
And I usually get a pie.
Okay. That's it? What's a pie? Like a savory pie or a dessert pie?
No, like an apple pie like they have it at McDonald's. Didn't me and my roommate tell you this about how I ordered two pies, one for me and one for him, and then what showed up was five pies, and we couldn't quite figure out how they made that mistake.
Okay.
Well, we weren't mad about it. We were not mad about it.
Well, that's like a blessing on your head.
Yeah. Well, one of the pies was cherry, which really threw us off.
Oh. What's your favorite kind of pie? What is rhubarb?
Rhubarb is a sour root vegetable.
Root?
Lives in the pineapple under the sea.
Hmm.
Okay. Do you want to know more about rhubarb pies, or do you want to know about women rimming?
Women rimming. Let's really shift gears.
Yeah, like, I mean, I had
like NASCAR, if you will.
Yes, we will. I had quite the Instagram story on Sunday when I was a little tipsy at High Tops, and I said, well, it all stems from a conversation we had with two lesbian friends of ours when we were discussing rimming, and they said, "What is rimming?"
No.
Yes, and we said, "What?" And then my roommate said, "Well, rimming's just like eating someone out, but with your butthole."
Yeah, it's a real labor of love.
Anyways, so then we were discussing, and we were just really shocked that they didn't know, that our two lady friends didn't know. And we were like, that's fine if you're not into that, blah, blah, blah. So then I just tweeted, or I put on my Insta stories to the masses. I said, ladies only, do you eat ass?
Oh, I voted.
And it was a poll. I saw a lot of men vote. And I mean, it was like 18%. Said yes only, and most of those were men.
Hmm.
And I got so many responses that said, we would love you to discuss these results on Psychobabble this week.
Well, the poll is faulty because of people like me.
Well,
they really need to have like a multiple choice poll option, not just two choices. I get like the logistics of that for Instagram, but I need like how Twitter has four options. That would be nice for Instagram too.
Okay, maybe I do like next time I do a warning and it's like, attention people, there's going to be two polls here. So only vote for the one that's for you. So don't get trigger happy. And, and if you see one that says women only.
Yes, maybe you do that. If you're listening and if you'd like to participate in our poll, we'll discuss the results next week maybe. Corey, please do this.
I already did it. And then
you're
going
to have to do a new poll because the last one's faulty.
And then I had a coworker come up to me on Monday, and she was all, so how about that poll you posted on Instagram?
Oh, no.
And then she said, what I was going to say was I had a lot of straight identifying females that I know IRL who messaged me and were saying things like I've never done it, but I wouldn't be against it if my husband or boyfriend wanted to try. And a lot of like actually kind of eye-opening messages that I didn't expect, which I thought very progressive. I thought ass is on the menu for 2020.
God bless. Somebody's got to eat. It's Labor Day.
Somebody's got to eat. Feed the children.
Feed the children. Popeyes. Poopeyes.
Feed the children. Start a grassroots movement. Start an ass roots movement.
Speaking of roots.
That's it. Yeah.
What were we talking about? Rhubarb?
Yeah.
That's all.
Root. Yeah. I just really think you didn't appreciate ass roots movement.
I did. It started an ass roots movement. Thank you. Yeah, I got it. I liked it. I got it. I'm spreading it. I'll tell the people.
It's spread, baby. How spread is it?
So it's spread wide open. That's the spread.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, are you doing anything for Labor Day?
Well, baby, we got a house in Palm Springs and shenanigans of the house.
Oh, yes. Shenanigans of the house.
Everyone has to, the rule of anybody attending is everyone has to bring their own wigs.
Mm-hmm. BYOW, BYOH.
What's H?
Heels.
Oh,
you didn't go the one year when we did Pump Springs. Everybody had to bring a pair of heels for the pool.
Saturday,
it was Pump Springs.
I do like the idea.
Oh, you think your friends are too good for Pump Springs?
No, I think that there are some people in the group that would be like, I don't have time to go to Payless.
Bitch, those shoes are BOGO. Get one for you and your friend.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm sorry if any of your friend have size 13 shoes and women like I do, because they only had one pair to pick from. And that's why I've had business pumps all this time that people make fun of.
Business pumps in the pool?
Well, they were poolside. They weren't in the pool.
Well, can I bring my croc pumps?
You can bring whatever you want.
Okay, thanks.
You're in charge of your own good time, as they say in the biz.
Yeah, okay, well, that's what we're doing. We were thinking we wanted to do like a drag night, like a DIY, like try to do your own makeup night, but I think that's
drag on
through.
A dime.
Drag on a dime. Yeah, that's falling through, and we're just resorting to just wigs.
I will say, drag on a dime is not really a thing, because when I tried to do drag, my makeup was very expensive.
That's why you have to use anything you can find in the house.
Sharpie,
powdered sugar, cinnamon.
I was like, I'm trying to think all I have is like brown sugar that's been in our cupboard forever.
Jelly, maybe?
Ooh, I ain't got jelly, but I got jam, baby.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Could you just smear some chocolate?
Sure, not too much, because that would be... Not your entire face.
I was talking about for eyeliner.
It's just people with makeup, you have to be careful. That's all I'm saying. Did you watch the VMAs?
No, but I Googled.
Well, viewers have been down. So
it went down?
Down 3 years in a row. Terrible ratings.
I saw a commercial for it. That was all. It just makes me realize how like orchestrated these things are. They act like things are of chance. Like they're like 10 years since Taylor Swift won her first VMA and she just happened to get 10 nominations also. I'm like, okay, come on.
Yeah.
I don't believe that wasn't intentional, which is fine. It was probably deserved, but like, don't act like it's some unintentional thing.
I saw a tweet that was like, so you know, Megan Thee Stallion.
Wait, I was going to say, have you heard the song Hot Girl Summer?
Probably. I
have not heard it once.
Well, it's certainly a big thing, and everyone's saying Hot Girl Summer, and people are saying that's in their captions, and it's like...
People are saying it, but are people listening to the song?
I bet they are. I don't know. Well, I saw that Hot Girl Summer with Nicki Minaj, the two of them, I think they have a version, won a VMA for Best...
It did.
For Best Anthem or something, but it doesn't have a
power
video.
Song, I believe it was.
It doesn't have a video.
What?
Is what people were tweeting.
Well, Marc Jacobs won an award at the Video Music Awards too, so
what did
grow
he win?
Up. fashion icon or something.
Did the VMAs need to award somebody that?
I mean, they also had a category for Song of the Summer, which I saw Ariana Grande, that Boyfriend song won, that I was like...
I haven't heard that yet.
It came out 3 weeks ago, I think.
Well, not a re-release of Radar or another summer of Cool for the Summer.
I wish it was still Cool for the Summer.
Well, there's still time next year.
Did you say whale?
Whale.
Did you call me a whale?
And on that note, I think we've reached our limit for today.
I know. The last thing I was going to ask you to do is tell me what NASCAR stands for.
The National Association. I'm trying to remember it because I read
Did
it
Did you
earlier.
Look it up too? Oh.
I looked it up. National Association Racing is the R, maybe. Yep. Car is probably the C.
Yep.
Yeah, that's all I got. Okay. Well, the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing. And there you have it.
NASCAR Queens NASCAR. Edition.
NASCAR was a real Queens Edition.
It was a real labor of love.
Absolutely. Corey, where can people find you?
Well, you can find Baby on Instagram and Twitter at Corey Cool.
It's very important that you follow Corey on Instagram so that you can participate in our ass-eating poll. So thank you.
Yeah, it's very important.
And somebody recently, as of literally this afternoon, tweeted me that I always misspell my name when I say it. T-Y-L-E-R-O-A-K-L-E-Y.
Wait, really? You misspell it? T-Y-L-E-R-O-A-K-L-E-Y.
I feel like they said I sound like I'm saying O-E-K. T-Y-L-E-R-O-A-K-L-E-Y. I don't know. Well, anyway, Tyler Oakley, follow me.
Well, I tried to Google Corey Cool, spelled C-O-R-Y-C-O-O-L, hoping that it would lead to me, and it didn't. And I thought, fuck, maybe I do need to spell my name from time to time.
That's what I'm saying. You especially. It's all
or
types of
I just up. Need to, or I just need to lock down the Corey Cool Instagram spelled the wrong way, and it'll be my alter ego. I've got to get it. Got to get it now before the kids do.
Yeah, do it before Tuesday. Okay, Corey, have a good life. Thank you for listening. Good luck with your lives. Hope you had a good Labor Day.
TYSMBB.
No. BYO.
WDP.
No. Okay, bye.
Bye.